It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about the Trump campaign, the Benghazi report, and the general election forecast in our political roundup that's coming up in about 10 minutes.
First, a new report takes a critical look at the manufacturing and agriculture credit, which was passed by the legislature in 2011. The report says the tax credit reduces state income by $284 million a year and has done little to promote job creation.
Polo Rocha joins us now to talk about the new report and what kind of reaction it's gotten so far. He's a reporter and editor at wisbusiness.com. Polo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a look at the manufacturing and agriculture credit. What is it? How does this work?
Right. So this is a tax credit that was passed as part of the 2011 budget to boost the manufacturing and agriculture sectors. Basically, it's a tax credit of 7.5% on any manufacturing and agriculture activity. So any income that companies get from those activities, their income tax liability is reduced. And so essentially, businesses and individuals can apply for this. And the by individuals, I mean like those owners of companies whose business income is part of their individual tax credits. And it's a 7.5% tax credit on that activity. So for some people, it might actually wipe out a good chunk of their tax liability.
And the idea behind this credit was, I suppose, if they're paying lower taxes getting this credit, they'd have more capital to create jobs, to develop their businesses. Was that the goal there?
Yeah, so, you know, if you talk to, like, the state chamber of commerce and the local chamber of commerce folks, they often bring up that, you know, the state needs to be competitive in its tax climate for businesses. And so this is kind of one of their pitches when they talk to companies about either coming here or staying here or expanding here. So, yeah, that was the aim.
And was this a tax credit that was being scaled in over the years? It looks like the amount that's gone into it has gone up over the years.
Yep. It started to be phased in, I think, in fiscal year 2013. So it cost $15 million at the time, and it's gradually gone up. It's now going to be at its permanent top level of 7.5%. And it's going to cost, the next fiscal year, it's going to cost $284 million. And that's about double, actually more than double than the state had originally projected. It originally said it might cost $129 million a year.
And let's get to this new report. Who released this today?
So this is a report released actually yesterday by the Wisconsin Budget Project, which is a liberal-leaning group in Madison. And so that kind of has started off the discussion, and it found that there's been little evidence that the tax credit has actually boosted manufacturing jobs. Also called it a boon for the wealthy. It said that 78% of the tax credits will go towards those individuals making $1 million or more. So that's kind of sparked the whole debate. And then today there was a reaction from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business association, and they basically said that this report is fatally flawed.
Yeah, what was their argument for the flaw in the report? And I guess this is a back and forth of the issue of whether this credit is creating jobs.
Right, definitely. And so one of the things that is kind of hard to parse out is whether or not this is actually creating jobs. These credits are not actually tied to job creation measures, so it's going to be really hard even in the future to figure out whether this credit actually led to jobs being created. But, you know, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is saying the manufacturing sector has created 34,000 jobs since 2011. You know, that's not necessarily because of the tax credit, but, you know, they point toward that as saying that, you know, this is helping businesses expand. They pointed to the pear manufacturer called Bellmark that said it's opening another facility in Chowano specifically because of this tax credit. So that's the argument that they're making.
Talking to Polo Rocha, he's a reporter and editor at wisbusiness.com, looking at a new report on these tax credits here in Wisconsin aimed at boosting manufacturing and agricultural businesses. That's the hope. The report from a liberal group generally critical of this kind of thing says it's failing. It's not creating new jobs. A tricky thing in measuring this, Polo, is some people have said before 2011 we saw job declines. After 2011 and this new tax credit, we've seen increases in manufacturing. But that was before and after the Great Recession, too. So are people trying to factor that in as they weigh the impact of this credit?
Yeah, I mean, that certainly plays a major factor. I think it's all part of the broader argument among Democrats and Republicans about whether a state has or hasn't created jobs. So both sides are presenting a pretty different picture here, and it's kind of unclear, and it will be unclear, whether these tax credits actually led to jobs being created. But I think at the end of the day, $284 million is a good chunk of money, but it's a pretty small amount compared to the overall Wisconsin economy. So some folks are thinking that this might actually not have that big of an impact.
One critique from the Wisconsin Budget Project was that because these credits aren't linked to job creation, in some cases it's gone to companies that have laid people off, outsourced jobs to other states, or closed plants. Is that a big part of their critique here?
Yeah, that's certainly a big critique, and you know, especially other Democrats like Gordon Hintz are saying that, you know, he put out a report today saying that 11 people who make $35 million or more are going to get $21 million in tax credits, and you know, these tax credits are not necessarily tied to, unlike credits with the WEDIC jobs agency, they're not tied to, you know, whether you create jobs. There's no sorts of like clawback provisions or anything about, you know, if you don't create jobs or if you outsource jobs somewhere else, you're not going to get this tax credit. So that's certainly been a big point that Democrats have hit on.
You mentioned some of the Democratic response to this report. Have we heard anything from Republicans or from the governor's office on it?
The governor's office kind of took a similar tone that the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Group did. You know, they basically said the economy is improving. We're having more and more manufacturing jobs, but not too much response aside from those two.
Is there any sense that this report and the critique that came along with it is going to influence the future of the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit?
So that's a bit unclear. I think we're starting next year, we're going to see the full impact, and it's going to be fully phased in. It's a bit unclear whether anything's actually going to happen. And I should note that Democrats and other folks have raised concerns about this tax credit before, and certainly nothing has happened since the 2011 budget to significantly reduce that or eliminate that. So, I mean, the debate will continue, and this is just another data point that they'll have to say that, you know, this is geared toward the wealthy and it's not very effective. But I don't know that this is actually going to do much at the end of the day.
One big picture question before I let you go, Polo. This is a tax credit aimed at agriculture and manufacturing, obviously two key sectors in Wisconsin. Even if this particular method isn't agreed on, is there general agreement that these are key parts of the economy? Everybody in government is looking for some way to boost them?
There definitely are, but that said, I mean, some folks in the startup community might say, you know, this $284 million that we'll be losing out in the next fiscal year, and that money could go to helping new sectors of the economy, some of these technology startups all across the state, and it could also, you know, go toward education and whatnot, which could help the state economy in the future. So, I mean, I think there's obviously wide agreement that these are two big sectors, but there's competing sectors that could also get more money because of this tax credit.
Polo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yep, thank you. Have a good one.
That's Polo Rocha, reporter and editor for WizBusiness.com. He joins us to talk about a new report that says a tax credit for manufacturing and agriculture businesses has done little to boost jobs in the state.